This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
And I thought the ripoff from racism was big, and it was. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. This is the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Estimates of $17 trillion has been spent telling Americans that we are racist, that black folks needed to get a different set of rules, and so on and so forth, that America needed to be browned, and it has been. And they threw in the Latinos, the Latinx, just for good measure. 844-551-8255. So we are a nation of racists, is what they want people to believe. If you travel abroad and talk to people there, you know, how is the plight of the black man? It's pretty good. We had a president that was black. I don't know if you know that. Let me see. Latin America, have you ever had a black president? Britain, have you ever had a black prime minister? Canada, have you ever had a black this? You get what I'm saying? But America needed to be browned. Nowhere else in the world, people, pay attention to me, are they talking about this kind of nonsense. They're not in Africa plotting the plight of the white folks, saying, you know, in Uganda, we need more white people. Uganda must be browned. It is too black. They're not talking about browning Uganda. They're certainly not talking about whitening it. I remember when I finally did some research on how white is the world, I was very surprised to find out that white people are not the premier number of people in the world. You don't outnumber anybody. Your countries, for the most part, are pretty small. You got what? Scandinavia. Okay, break it apart. Norway, Finland, Sweden, etc. What? So you got that. And then you've got Canada. You got parts of the United States. You know, the United States. Go ahead and throw the United States in, even though we've been browned. And what else you got? Most of the other countries are Asian, or they're Indian, or they're African. 1.3 billion Africans, 1.5 billion Indians plus, 1.6 to 7 billion Asians. And I'm just talking about Chinese. I'm not talking about Korea. I'm not talking about Japan. And how many Latin Latinos? They got South America. Can we just give them South America? Is that cool? Then you've got Mexico, which is part of North America. It's quite a few brown people out there. But boy, white folks got to take a beating, because the race pimps needed to feast. They needed to scare people that white folks are coming. For you white folks out there, listen, let me give you a little, throw you a stake, okay? The countries where you live are pretty freaking civilized. There are laws. I mean, you can walk down the street relatively safely, et cetera, et cetera. And let me tell you, they claim you're racist, and maybe you are. But if you lived in China like I did, I'll tell you, there's a lot of racism there. Japan, a lot of racism. They're pretty pro-Japanese and pretty pro-Chinese in those countries. But we talk about it, and we built an industry around it. Race pimps feasting, people who become household names. I can just say Jackson, you know who I'm talking about. I can say Sharpton, you know who I'm talking about. And the new breed of racism, the D. Ray McKessons and on. You know, they're racist. Obama, racist. We elected a racist to the highest office in the land. Then when we got off of that trip, it was, well, America's homophobic. Oh, America doesn't like the gay people. Gay. And I'm not going to lie to you. Yeah, there was some discrimination against gays. There's discrimination against pretty people. There's discrimination against ugly people. But I get it. If people, you don't like my sexuality, you know. Yeah, okay. I'll play. Now, I don't know how much we spent on it, but we got a new series of pimps. We got the Rapinoes and, you know, I don't know, name some gay people that are iconic. Liberace, I don't know that he was outspoken about it. In fact, I don't think people didn't even know it, which you'd have to be pretty obtuse. But anyway, the response to that was America was too masculine. So along with the gayety thing, we got the feminists, like Rapinoe again, and we got Sandra Fluke, or Fluck, whatever her name is, who wanted us to pay for her birth control. And of course, we got to stop paying women less. So we, America's, you know, toxically masculine, that we're overburdened with the, you know, this masculine identity, what they call the patriarchy. So what's the cost of feminism to the American taxpayer? I don't know. I haven't really done the cost. Meanwhile, women in many parts of the world are getting their genitals cut off. They're routinely beaten or killed. They're not allowed to work or drive. They're put into arranged marriages. But America is toxically masculine, right? And we got to spend a fortune to correct the ills of our society. Well, we're not doing a very good job of exporting what we do here. You want to know why? Because our feminists complain all the time. We're not doing a good job of exporting Americanism and that American spirit like we used to, because we got black folks complaining in a country that people all over the world would give body parts, critical body parts to get to replace any one of these Americans who complain, and all we have are complainers. And it costs us a fortune. Rip-offs. You guys want to talk about some rip-offs? This is what we're doing. It's rip-offs. I'll be talking about John Gruden here in a bit. A rip-off. John Gruden makes some comments. Everybody, oh, he's this, he's that. Don Lemon makes him a part of his show. I know a racist when I see him. It's the ones that say that they're not racist. Really? Like Don Lemon. It's funny to me how those racists don't see their racism. Oh, black people, you're too stupid to get a voter ID. Oh, American public, you're too stupid to know that we want illegals to vote without having to show an ID. And I could go on. I mean, they think we're... Ooh, don't even get me started. What are the costs of these ripoffs, folks? The ripoff of racism. As I said, estimated $17 trillion. The ripoff of homophobia. The ripoff of feminist, you know, we're anti-feminist. Women can do and be whatever they want in this country. I don't know of anybody that's an American citizen who got her genitals removed because of some edict by a governor or some state legislator or not, whatever. I don't know of women who can't do anything they wish to accomplish in this country, yet they complain about it. And we listen. We're like, well, we need to hear people out. I don't need to hear you out. If you aren't successful in this country as a woman, it ain't my fault. It's not a man's fault. It's your fault. I'm going to come back and to discuss these and other ripoffs. And I'm glad you're a part of the program today. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free
pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to NobleLift lithium-ion powered forklifts. With a NobleLift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
What is the price tag on insanity? You ever been caught up in crazy on a personal level, like a crazy ex? And what did that cost you? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. So you are caught up in crazy right now. And you want this ex, a.k.a. the leftists, to go away. And they just keep nickel and diming you. They got you tied up in the courts. They are accusing you of hiding money. Anything that's happened in a divorce, in a breakup, in a business separation, the worst that could happen to you is happening to you right now. Happening to you. Not happen to you. It's happening to you. Kevin, verb tense. It's happening to you right now. And it's right in front of your face. And you're taking it. And I've already talked to you about it. They call you racist. You're not racist. They call you homophobic. You're not homophobic. They call you anti-feminist. You're not anti-feminist. Many of who people being called anti-feminist are women who are feminists. I don't mean feminists in the sense of the hairy underarm crowd, the vagina hat wears. I'm talking about feminists who say, you know what, my life matters. women who are with strong men, who are strong women, Christian conservative women, who are feminists of the sort that say, I will be recognized. And you want to be recognized biblically, which, by the way, gives you the ultimate in recognition. God made a woman to be exalted. And that's what men like me do to the Christian conservative women. We exalt you. We understand you have your issues, but we look through it the same way you overlook ours. But they say, you're not feminist enough. You are the epitome of feminism. You represent it better than anybody. But they want you to feel crazy because that is the price tag of insanity. I got to make you feel crazy. I ask you this, are you tired of paying for other people's crazy? I talked about racism, sexism, all the other isms that we have. You want to know some more crazy? The crazy of climate change, weather, something that we understand about Earth. We know more about weather, the patterns, than any time in history. In fact, we know so much about it, we can predict it. How often is the weather wrong where you live? I mean, they tell you, hey, it's going to be 75 tomorrow, somewhere between 75 in the morning and 83 in the afternoon or whatever. And it's pretty doggone close. I remember growing up that the weatherman would miss it. And he missed it quite often. The weather is pretty close most of the time. Imagine this power back in the day. If you could predict 5 days, 10 days in advance what the weather was going to be like, what you could do in wartime. What you could influence people. They would go, this guy is a sage. We take it for granted. If we put all these people together, people studying earthquakes, tsunamis, hurricanes, etc., we put all of it together, which we have the National Weather Services around the globe, we can pretty much tell you what's going to be happening anywhere. We could predict mudslides, floods, avalanches, all kinds of stuff. But they want you to believe there's some crazy idea around climate change. The biggest existential threat to mankind is weather. And yes, indeed, folks, weather is a killer. It's always been a killer. What's that got to do with us? Tell me, earthquakes are a killer. Explosions of these volcanic eruptions. I couldn't even think of what the word was. But you know my brain's fried today. Volcanic eruptions, they're killers. What have you got to do with it? Absolutely nothing. Trillions of dollars, folks, spent on nonsense, ripoffs. Think about this. To charge your electric car, you got to use a dirty energy grid. So the dirty energy grid provides the clean energy that the leftists want you to believe that they're fighting for. We got all these charging stations going up around the country. Go to California, everywhere, apartment complexes, everywhere. There's an electric charging station. And you know what they tell you? Hey, listen, Californians, we are overcharging our cars and we are putting too much pressure on the grid. Well, who's running that grid? Is it being run by wind energy? Is it being run by solar energy? Is it being run by electric energy? Batteries? No, it's being run by coal. And I want you to know that because there's no money in telling you the truth about it. But when the Wu flu dropped, folks, all bets were off. This is a double scam, a double ripoff. First, the disease itself. Consider that when a country kills citizens of the world, as China has, they generally will pay off the other countries. We've done this. You heard Joe Biden dropped bombs on the people of Afghanistan. And you know the first thing they did? We got to figure out how to compensate them. Supposedly, we stole money from Iran. Barack Obama dropped the pallets of money to give it back to him to say, oh, no, we confiscated your money illegally or whatever else. And he funded terrorism all over the world under the guise that we'd taken their money. Had the Chinese been made to pay a dime? No such recompense from the actual perpetrators of this Wu flu scandemic And instead, world leaders almost unanimously colluded. So where did the first payouts go? They went to the hospitals. Yeah, you got to pay these. Oh, boy, I tell you what, it was a feeding frenzy. $39,000 for each, quote, COVID patient. I'm shocked that, to be honest with you, that Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson didn't team up, go into the black community, black churches, and recruit black people to somehow get in on this money grab. How did they miss that gravy train? How much money did hospitals make spiking the stats on so-called COVID cases? Billions, maybe trillions. What do you think the politicians got back from this scam? Where do you think that money went? Let me just tell you, if you understanding that the politicians are not going to leave themselves out, go look at the net worth of the people before COVID and after COVID, and I guarantee you, you're going to see a lot of politicians that made a bunch of money. Oh, they're going to hide it in book sales and other kinds of offshore nonsense, but they made money. You remember I talked to you guys about that, what was it called, the Pandora Papers? You can bet the medical industry money, I mean, got kicked back. And what about Big Pharma? I only wish I had developed the placebo, with the help of the Chinese, of course, so I could combat the disease that targeted old people for death. And my death poke would have been just as ineffective as the other death pokes, but there would have been no side effects. I could have made billions. What about the torching of our economy? What did that little ripoff cost us? Millions of jobs, lost lives, really, people committing suicide, and lost productivity. Education, you want me to get in on that? It's a ripoff, all of it. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line Tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line Tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
A Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Multiple unions throughout the nation are going on strike. About 10,000 members of the UAW are on strike against John Deere after the union rejected a wage deal with the farm equipment company. They joined 2,000 hospital workers and 1,400 Kellogg's workers in Michigan, Nebraska, Pennsylvania, and Tennessee already off the job. President Biden is continuing to promote vaccine mandates, although the Washington Post reported last month that vaccine mandates imposed by hospitals have led to many unvaccinated workers to leave or be terminated, which is exacerbating a shortage in skilled nursing and bedside care. There were also 173,000 fewer school employees in September 21 than in February 2020. You're listening to USA Radio News. A postal worker is shot and killed in a Denver suburb.
New information on the shooting death of a postal carrier in Longmont, Colorado yesterday afternoon. They now say it was an act of domestic violence. The Longmont police chief saying they arrested 26-year-old Devon Schreiner yesterday, charging her with first-degree murder. The unidentified victim was reportedly Schreiner's ex-girlfriend. Now, police say they don't have all the answers yet to just what happened, and they're urging people to help if they can.
If you have video cameras in that area, that would be incredibly helpful for us.
Reporting from our New England Bureau for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Best Buy is starting its early Black Friday sales this coming Tuesday. The sale will run for 4 days, and then the official Black Friday sale will begin on November 19th. The deals that begin next week will be covered by a Black Friday price guarantee if prices go lower. This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Breaking news. Gabby Petito was found strangled to death. I'm not laughing at Gabby Petito's death. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to Not At All. Tragic sort of circumstances for that young lady. I feel for her family. I certainly feel for her. But I got to tell you, the fact that I know her name is ridiculous to me. And if it were my daughter, I'd be so happy everybody knows her name. But I will tell you this, I'd be wondering, what in the world is this about? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, too. You are listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. At the microcosm, I get it, right? You have a kid that's missing. My son went missing. My third son went missing for a little bit of time when I lived in Texas. For like 2 hours or something like that, he'd taken his bike two streets over to a buddy's house, and he didn't tell anybody. And we were panicked. And he isn't a white girl gone. He's a little black kid. But we were panicked. You ever misplaced your kid for even a split second in a grocery store where there's a lot of people? Man, it is a panic. So at the microcosm, I get it. At the macrocosm, this makes no sense whatsoever. We're making fun of it because I'm making light of the idea that when you start getting stories like this, you have to wonder what they're not telling you. Anyway, she was found strangled to death. That they did the autopsy. And this was a real whodunit, right? The mystery continues as we get to the bottom of this huge story. Did police strangle Gabby Petito thinking she's black? Huh. That's one of you to think about. I bet you haven't even thought of that one. Kevin, I hadn't. My producers are looking at me like, what? Yeah. People hadn't even thought of that. Maybe she was pulling a Dolezal. So the cops shot her. Cops strangled her. Hey, that's a black chick over there. Oh, man. Look, again, I'm going to make fun of the situation because I think it's ridiculous that I'll be watching a show and they will have Gabby Petito ticker, like Gabby Petito found, you know, autopsy results, and it'll be an entire show over it. Don't misunderstand. Guys, don't believe me. Look it up. There are shows dedicated to this. I remember when I used to see Nancy Grace. Is that's her name, right? And she would, the JonBenet, what's her name? The little missing white chick, JonBenet Ramsey. See, I even remember, I don't even know how I have that in my mental Rolodex, but I do. Because it was a missing little white girl gone. So, JonBenet, Natalie Holloway, Gabby Petito. This is almost like when you start naming off all the black kids, you know, black people that were killed by cop, right? White girl missing and killed by cop. Pretty much the same thing. And oh, by the way, used for the same nefarious purposes. Whenever the left wants to stop the news cycle and get your attention to something stupid, they do that. Oh, and what else we got to cover? Because we got a lot, man. There was stuff. I can't get to all this stuff. I'm looking at, seriously, guys? How many pages of notes did you, I mean, seriously, what is it? Give me the note count. Okay, I'm looking on, this, I want the audience to understand, I'm looking at my notes that we keep on the system for stories that have, you know, that we're talking about either now or for the future. I'm going to tell you this, it's 107 pages, 112 pages. And right now, we're on page 7. I just want you to understand how much we don't talk about in a given time. You want to give me some ideas? John Stewart, he's back in the news. A number of people who quit work, maybe because of the mandates. Nobel Prize for climate change and stuff like this. Arizona ballot count. Election fraud in Pennsylvania, plan to get rid of Biden. Border setbacks, San Francisco sheriffs, people suing. I mean, that's just, it's a fraction. 112 pages. We can't get to everything. Probably because I keep talking about us not getting to everything. Anyway, Memphis post office shooting. When did, you know, going postal. We've been talking about this for decades. And we got another story like this. This was from The Hill. Two people were killed in a shooting at a Memphis postal facility. The third person, identified as a shooter, died from a self-inflicted gun wound. I'm surprised they still use that term, self-inflicted gun wound. Because didn't the gun kill him? He didn't kill himself. Or she, whoever it was. Anyway, all three who died were U.S. postal workers, and the shooter died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. FBI spokeswoman Lisa Ann Cope said, "We are working jointly with the Memphis Police Department, the FBI, and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. At this time, there is no additional information the inspection service can release." Okay. Names of the victims weren't released. Police say there is no ongoing threat at the facility. It was unclear what type of gun was used. We need to know that. I mean, come on. How can they give us a story without the chief implement of death, and we don't even know? Was it an assault weapon, or was it just a regular old pistol? How did he get it? Oh, and why don't we get any information on this guy? Was he a Tea Party radical? Huh. Mad that the post office didn't have to get the vaccines, and he did? Who knows? Well, he was a postal worker too, so that theory's gone. Oh, there is more intrigue. There was a white four-door car towed from the facility during the investigation, but it is unknown who the vehicle belongs to. We'll get back with you on that. Probably Buddhist or Wiccans, or maybe, I don't know, who those people out in the Amish. Maybe it was an Amish person who left that car. Oh, they don't have cars. Yeah. Sorry, taking you down the wrong thought patterns here. So, that was another story, a Memphis shooting, and let's see how this gets spun over time. Or is there going to be a rash of police post office shootings? One other quick point. When you hear a story like this, and they don't give you enough detail, two people were killed. What were they? Were they black folks, white folks, Hispanic? See, for us, it's just a tragedy. It was another person gone postal. Who knows why? But if we, I'm going to tell you, we could change this story. We could make this story very obscure, which is what it is right now. It's just a postal office shooting. But because the names of the victims and the shooter haven't been released, the left don't know quite how to react just yet. Well, I can tell you how to react. because if it was a white shooter and he shot a couple of black folks, you know about it. So I'm going to tell you, I don't think the shooter was white. Or if it was a white shooter, he could be, he would have had to shoot two other white folks. If he shot anybody black, you know, this is trouble. Yeah, we'd have to hear the cries of racism. So they got to wait on details, the left does, before they can respond. But in the interim, you know, they don't even know if they can make it a gun control argument because they don't know who did it. Was he a Democrat? I promise you, there are people in Memphis vetting this killer and finding out who he is and then trying to spin it. Oh, we found out that even though he did vote for both Barack Obama and Joe Biden, he's loosely tied to Donald Trump because we did see that he played whist, or he played, what's that other game? The white people play bridge. He played bridge and he was known to play a Trump card. Y'all think I'm crazy. They're plotting right now on this story. How do we spin it? Here's what you can understand. In municipalities all over this country, when a crime is committed, like something like this, there are people who do nothing except spin it. Their job is to... Remember Good Morning Vietnam, where they would come in and what's his name would want to... The character played by Robin Williams would want to report the real news. And in the sessions, they would go, nope, this is why we're going to report that. And they would change it. And he got sick of it. And he just started doing it his own way. That is exactly what happens across this country. Now, here's what's interesting, and I asked earlier, would you want to see behind the scenes? I would. I'd like to know at what level do they grab all this news stuff, run it through this committee, and that committee says, here's how we want this reported. And because if it gets to the national level, that's what has to happen. Somebody has to filter it and determine how we need to see it. And they did this, I'll go back to Gabby. They did this with Gabby Petito. Somebody said, this needs to be national news. And the cabal got together, and everywhere around the country, we're talking about some obscure white chick who was more than likely killed by her boyfriend or fiance or whatever. So she's a household name. And in Memphis, they won't give us any details until the group that does all the media stuff decides how it needs to be reported.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I don't know if you guys remember, but Bill Maher and who's that fat dude that makes the documentaries for the left, Michael Moore, they both were they were adamant that Donald Trump would win the 2020 election. They knew what was going to happen. Van Jones, others, they knew it. And of course, Trump was cheated, and he didn't win. And you didn't hear anything more. You didn't hear Maher talk about it. You didn't hear Michael Moore. They were looking at the rallies and all these other things. They were looking at how Biden couldn't get anybody to pay attention to him, et cetera. And they knew the writing was on the wall, the same way millions of us did as well. Thanks for being here, folks. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. So, we all know the deal. You know the thing. We all know that Trump really won. But now, the Democrats have backed themselves into a corner, and they know Trump can win again. And as I've said, it's tough to cheat when you don't have an icon. And it's really tough to cheat when the person that you'd like to make your icon, the 70-something-year-old clown that, you know, has dementia, when he can't pull it off. And that's what's happening right now. We've talked about it. I talked about it the other day, the poll numbers and all that. You can look at them yourself. I did find one poll that said, oh, Joe Biden's numbers are increasing. They're going to even try to tell you that. They're going to tell you Joe Biden is people, oh, my goodness, there's a turnaround. There's no turnaround, and there never will be. There's nothing this man can do that's going to improve this economy. And even if the guys are pulling the triggers, take all the wealth of the Bezos and all those guys together. The collective nature of us, the $17-18 trillion of GDP we now represent, the working, conservative capitalist, you can put any of them to shame. Just think about what happened to Southwest Airlines, where a small group of people caused that airline to lose a lot of money very fast. I really want you to think about this for a second. You could bring Zuckerberg down by jumping off Facebook today. If every conservative just got off, he would be, man, it would hit him so fast in the pocketbook it would make your head spin. If everybody suddenly just said, you know what, conservatives said, I'm not going to use Amazon no matter what, Jeff Bezos' market cap would jump, it would split. I mean, these things go fast. It isn't like it takes a lot of time. Once people lose confidence in what your ability to make money and your model, for whatever reason, it can be as fickle as people just say, I'm not going to use it anymore. MySpace is an example. Now, people, well, Kevin, you know, Facebook has shown it can weather the storm. It certainly has. But it's also shown that when it makes people mad, that market cap can drop. Look at what happened to Facebook and Twitter a while back when we just decided, okay, we're not going to participate. Look at what happened to Target. And I could go on. The thing that Trump has that they cannot take away from him is he has the cult of personality that has millions of people, 30-something million people read his information every single day. That is remarkably larger than anything that Biden can say. Even Obama. How many people do you think go, if Obama says, come get the Obama newsletter, how many people do you think would go out to actually read what Obama says? If he got a million people to read his thing every day, I'd buy you steak dinner. They don't care. But they care about Trump. He's still a newsmaker. So anyway, Jon Stewart chimed in. He says that Trump has a good chance of winning the White House back if he enters the race. He says, I think he's got it. He's got a very good chance, and they're smarter about it. He did an interview at the annual New Yorker Festival. The danger of the coup, again, January 6th, is the TV event moment of it. Now, he's now got a thing called The Problem with Jon Stewart that's on Apple TV. And he still considers this January 6th event, this riot by Trump supporters, which, by the way, has been proven not to have been a riot by Trump supporters, but instead an insurrection caused by Democrats. And this is all, the FBI's looked into it, etc. And they still got people in jail. I don't know whether these are conservatives or whatever, but I'll tell you this. Anybody that's being held almost like a war criminal over that is insane. And the hyperbole over that, go back and look at the stories, the hyperbole. What they try, oh, it was the worst thing since, you know, in the founding of America, whatever. They have equated this insurrection as the biggest threat to our, they call it a democracy, but it's a democratic republic, in history. The danger of the coup. He goes on, Jon Stewart, and he says, he's brilliant at understanding what will drive the television narratives, referring, of course, to Donald Trump. And he says, if Trump runs again, it will be all about the about January 6th and stop the steal. In other words, two things that Donald Trump knows that were beyond his control. January the 6th has nothing to do with Trump, and stop the steal is, every leftist knows, completely 100% legit. And I talk about it every day because I'm not going to stop talking about it. And it is probably the reason why I don't get the coverage, of my show to the degree that I'd like, and why I implore you guys to go tell your friends and get them to listen to the show, because I know the left doesn't want it to get out. So here's the deal. When it does get out, it will be organically so. It won't be because it's fake, and I won't be depending on it and then having to watch my words and go, oh my gosh, did I say the right thing? So Google will let the algorithm put my show out. When my show reaches the audience size that I need it to reach, there will be nothing Google or anybody else can do to stop it. That's why I would prefer organic. Because my team's like, Kevin, we could advertise, we get a lot of people to do it, and if we don't talk about this, if we change the name of it, but literally, I'm telling you, we have these conversations. You can't say Wu Flu, you can't say COVID, they give me the code words all the time. And you know what I tell my team? I'm not going to follow those rules. I'd rather have the people who are genuinely interested in what I have to say and understand that I'm not going to mince any words. Sometimes it may actually offend you or catch you off guard or whatever, but it is what it is. We can agree to still, we can get along. We can still like each other. In fact, we can even love each other and disagree. You don't believe me? Ask your mate. So John Stewart goes on. But what I think they really learned from this exercise was there are really specific pivot points within the American electoral system. And those pivot points are generally the administration of elections run by partisans, not by ideologues. The actual danger of what happened at the Capitol in January, Stewart added, is that it exposed the fragility at a level that is not flashy or sexy or known. Let me tell you the danger of what happened at the Capitol is that Democrats don't like when tens, if not hundreds of thousands of Americans amass and showcase that they're sick of this government taking advantage of us. And they did whatever they could to stop it. Because let me tell you, people now take pause in going to the Capitol or going anywhere else. If there is a big event, you can bet the FBI is there taking pictures of the people, putting it into a database to be used at a later date. They want you fearful to go out. Now, here's what's funny. On the January 6th thing, and we'll get back to Stewart here in a second, people asked me to go, and I said this. I said, man, I'm not going up there with all those people. I'm not going up there with, because I don't like crowds anyway. I'm not agoraphobic, but I don't like crowds. It just annoys me. But long story short, I wasn't going to go, and I said, because I'm telling you, I sense that there's something afoot. People that know, that asked me, they know I said this. I said, there's something different about this one. And, and Trump was fighting for his political life in terms of the presidency, and we were hoping for some other things. But there came a point where I was like, nope, I'm not going to be a part of it. And I'm glad I didn't go, because I'd be in some stupid database over nothing. I don't have any. My grievance can be dealt with in the voting booth, and will be, or by not buying your product or participating or whatever. Stewart goes on to explain the appeal of Trump. He says, I thought he disqualified himself at every turn in 2016. He said that Trump displayed a, quote, antibiotic-resistant strain of populism. And here's what he says. He came at the right moment of the audience, for that audience, with the right message. And check this word out. Unapologetic. In a lot of ways, I think every time he thought that something was disqualifying or something would defeat him, but for those of us who've been in New York, we probably saw, like, if nothing else, the dude's resilient. Well, I think Stewart's right. We'll see.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.